COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at COTA.com/service changes. That's COTA.com/service changes.
Did Common thank you next? Tiffany Haddish.
And Chad Ochocinco is teaching the fellas a new way to save money.
Welcome to Dish Nation!
All right, honey, let's get this party started. Tamar, honey, what you dishing?
Baby, Carrie, my baby, it looks like we have
a smash alert!
Ooh, Chad, Ariana Grande is the definition of thank you next, because not even a week after reportedly heading towards a divorce with hubby Dalton Gomez, Ariana is said to be smashing her Wicked co-star, Ethan Slater. Ooh. Y'all, she tried it. And get this, allegedly, the pair started dating during filming several months ago. But wait, y'all, the tea is hot. Okay, because word on the street is Ethan is married to his high school sweetheart, and they recently welcomed a baby boy, and his wife, Lily J, is not happy, okay? Oh. So reportedly, she was completely blindsided by this whole relationship.
But I'm sick of all these couples cheating and all these women being blindsided. Mm-hmm. Have you ever been blindsided?
Yes. Oh. Y'all out here in the street acting up. Mm. You see what I'm saying? For sure.
But I don't know. I don't really see Ariana doing all this. Especially, like, she was married. She was just, now she's getting divorced. I don't see her jumping so soon.
No.
I do.
She was just in her pandemic marriage. You know, she needs time to recover from that.
What is the correct amount of time, though? If, like, they're still going through the divorce.
At least you need 6 months to, like.
Oh, no.
At least to recover.
That's a half a year.
We need to recover.
Oh, no,
like,
no.
She ain't even have 6 months yet to recover. Like, she hasn't even have two seasons yet.
How long does it take to heal?
It take one to get over the last one. That's how that works. Mm. Yeah.
Yeah, just 6 months. Girl, six you can have a baby and all that time.
Okay.
All
right,
well, okay, we have more relationship drama because moving along, Tiffany Haddish spilled the tea on her breakup with Common, and she said it wasn't mutual. Mm. In a recent interview, Tiffany described her relationship with Common as the healthiest and the funnest relationship she's ever had, and claims it's where she felt the safest, which now my heart is breaking for her. But not all good things last, and eventually Common ended their coupledom in one of the most brutal ways ever, over the phone. Tiffany told reporters it wasn't mutual. It was more him saying, I think this relationship has run its course. And wow. I was like, okay, like, you're going to be a 50-year-old single man? Okay.
He don't care about the damn age. Yeah. And my thing...
What?
What?
Say it.
Common can't keep no women.
I mean, we all know that.
He can't keep no woman,
we
baby.
We all know that. Yeah.
Well, she loved him. He didn't love her. And I'm feeling sorry for Miss Hudson.
Why? I think he liked her. I don't know.
I thought he liked Erykah Badu.
I think he liked Jennifer. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I agree. I think him and Jennifer is that's way different because they're very private about it. They're secretive about
it. They ain't doing no
Instagram live.
They both from Chicago. Yeah.
That don't mean nothing, hell.
What you mean? He's being very discreet.
Girl, Karma got issues. He told y'all what he went through as a child.
What he went through?
Well, he went through a lot of abuse. He went through some other stuff, Tamar said.
So that's why. So you signed me up on a Christian Jubilee.
Well, y'all, Chad Ochocinco Johnson has found a new way to help the fellas save their coins. So he recently took to IG with a video of him braiding a woman's hair with the caption, fellas, you can save your money if you learn to do all the basic necessities when it comes to a woman's upkeep. Sign up for my classes and YouTube tutorials for only $20. You can save thousands a year taking my course, read my bio for more info, and what I exhale at. So now, of course, this video went viral, and women quickly jumped in Chad's comments to share their opinion about his courses. One user said, it's going to take 40 days and 40 nights to finish at that pace.
He looks like he's going fast. Is that slow?
Yeah, that's really slow.
That's real slow.
Box braids already take hours and hours. I'm talking about money long, hours and hours. That pace, yeah, no.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I can't. I like a man who is frugal and likes to, you know, save his money. But this is cheap. This is a cheap man. I don't like that. Like, he the kind of man that'll bring the condiments to the store so he ain't got to pay for
exactly.
it.
Exactly.
Wow. I can't do it.
You wouldn't? Oh, okay, God. Hold up. Jesse and Tamar, you wouldn't like it if your man braided your hair?
No.
No, just one time?
No, baby.
My friend has her husband who literally helps her take down her braids. He helps her take down her braids and everything. Yeah, he does.
That's not your homeboy.
I'm saying, but some guys do like doing that for their ladies.
They shouldn't. Really? That ain't it. Y'all, that's not it.
Yeah.
Don't you think that's not romantic? You think that's romantic?
I think Tanner are more open-minded about that.
Yeah, absolutely. I will take down your weave.
So you don't care about Leroy braids under the wig?
What, did you say Leroy braids?
I got Sojourner Truth braids under my wig.
Yeah.
You okay with that?
Sojourner braids hit up.
Listen, if I am with you, I am with you. Like, it doesn't matter.
Really?
Because if you're with these two women right now, you see who you're with.
Yeah.
When you get home and they take them off, you're not with them.
Oh, no, baby.
Oh, hell.
You're about to get stabbed, Gary.
First of all, I was telling Jesse this. I don't wear wigs no more because I am not turning into a pumpkin at 12 o'clock. Absolutely not.
So you gonna leave me? So you gonna leave me out there by myself?
Yeah, you get you a weave, girl. You keep your man longer, okay? You don't have to go to bed looking like you're serving string beans at lunch. That ain't it, okay? All right, y'all. Well, Chad's Brady career might be jumping off, but Monica is out here, y'all, jumping off stage.
Yes, baby.
Y'all, my girl. That's right. She was performing at the Riverfront Music Festival in Detroit when she saw a man hit a woman in the crowd, and she jumped into action. Well, afterwards, she got it together and told the audience, look, y'all, I want to apologize. Y'all, that triggered me. I seen him punch that lady in the face, and I lost my temper.
Oh.
Child. Yeah. The craziest things happened at this woman's concert.
Yeah. Now she kicking down the door and smacking your man.
Yeah.
And then, like, that was footage of it.
There was footage, but I have a friend that was there.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And, baby, they said that she was singing The Boy Is Mine, and the guy and the girl got into an argument. So...
So the boy is mine. So who's the boy that they was fighting over?
I don't know who they was fighting over, but that's what I heard.
Wait, they were fighting over a man?
Over the boy is mine.
We gotta move along. All right, so Monica wasn't feeling love this weekend, but Barbie definitely was. The movie brought in $162 million. It's the biggest box office opening weekend of the year.
Wow.
But spoiler alert, Barbie and Ken don't kiss in the movie. And Margot, who's a producer on the movie, definitely heard about it from her friends. Jesse, in your immaculate Australian accent, would you please tell us what Margot Robbie said?
All of my girlfriends were like, well, you did a whole movie without kissing him? Like, what's wrong with you? I thought you were kind of in charge on this one. I was like, I know. I can't check that one off my list.
Mm, yeah. I don't know what part of Australia that is. That might be Brownsville, Australia.
No, that's Compton, Australia.
Australia?
Yeah, I don't think it's weird that Barbie and Ken didn't kiss.
You never seen two kids take Barbie and Ken and make them kiss? They have all two kids.
I've done that.
But
I mean, also done a lot of other things with my Barbie and Ken doll, but I've never seen on television. Mm. I've never seen them kiss on TV. But,
Would you guys be upset if you were in a movie with somebody really hot and you didn't get to kiss them?
Hell yeah. If I was in a movie with Idris Elba and my lips never got to touch his, I would faint.
You know his wife is at
I would
every
die.
Single...
Oh my God!
She's
out here with the binoculars, just watching y'all.
She's in every scene. I think that's awkward.
No,
well, no, because she look at what's going on with these other that we just talked about here. No, you need to be there with your man, because tramps will be there to get him.
Oh,
no. Now that's true, but I'm just saying, like, to kiss somebody in the scene and they woman is on the side. That's weird.
They on the side, but I'm gonna be kissing that man like you are not present. Be tonguing him.
That's what I just said.
Okay. Mm-hmm. They're going to be yelling cut, and I'm still going to be, it's Idris Elba.
Then they're like, you were the waitress. You were just supposed to drop off the water. Why are you kissing
you
him?
You want ketchup with your fries?
Okay, up next, we got an ESPN moment that's going to make Gary wish he watched sports.
Well, we'll see about that.
Okay, all right, come on right back.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Hey, everybody, we are back.
Hey!
Hey! All right, former soccer goalie turned ESPN on-air analyst Shaka Hislop kicked his Sunday night broadcast off with a big scare. During the pregame portion of the show, Shaka passed out on live TV, you guys.
Yeah.
Take a look.
The tour of Japan. What have you missed? What have you seen?
Just hold it. Stay.
Oh! Wait, we need some help. We need Benedict.
Why did the cameraman pan down? Come on, yeah. Pat is back. Thank God Shaka is conscious, doing well. Hopefully he's got a real speedy recovery. Oh. It had to be real hot down there in those suits.
Yeah, it had to be really hot. And why they got them in, like, them three-layered suits, like, in 100-degree weather?
But it's obvious, honey, that he was not a cotton picker.
What? I'm sorry, what?
It's hotter than Satan's breath outside.
I mean, because people that picked cotton, they were used to the heat. Yes, I mean, my mom and them used to pick cotton. They were used to the heat. Had he been one of the older people, he would have been used to the heat. He would have not fainted. I'm sorry.
He was a soccer goalie. We began with that information.
It don't matter, but he didn't pick cotton, honey, because he
was kicking balls in the sun, Gary.
Yeah, but he was running while he was kicking the ball, you know. But cotton pickers was picking, and the heat was on them.
You know,
I'm sorry.
I don't know what to do with him when he's...
I don't know.
You need to acquire the spirit of the hush, because this is a lot. A whole lot.
The spirit of the hush on a Monday morning.
Plies Pete said he doesn't care if he got plenty money. The light bill is too damn high. Plies hopped on the gram, dropping these expletives, screaming and ranting about paying $1,200 a month for electricity. Damn, $1,200? Oh, and there's more. According to Plies, when he called the light company to complain, they had the audacity to ask him, did he ever consider getting a smaller home?
Okay?
And he lost it. Take a look at this.
And this light, people. This is my last month paying $1,200 for some light.
But $1,200 for a light bill, though, that's a lot.
That's like, my light bill is
My light bill is like $60.
But you
Plies live in a house.
Yeah,
you live
I was gonna
park.
Say that. Yeah. I want to go to
that. Oh, it's a difference.
This is a difference, baby.
Like, how houses, electricity bills are high.
Isn't that a regular price, though?
Yes, that's regular.
I didn't think that was astronomical.
Wait, are y'all okay? I gotta.
Wait, y'all light bill be 12?
Yes,
more than
it
that.
Can be. House, it gets
apartment.
High.
House apartment. He live in a house. You live in an apartment.
You gotta stop reading my sister like that.
No, honey. So there's a difference.
So my mama was having a $1,200 light bill.
No, because y'all lived in Jamaica. I mean, when you lived there, I mean.
Y'all, Gary must be stopping
tonight. Like, what is Gary on today?
No, I mean, where you live?
Gary, I grew up in Dade County.
Yeah.
Oh, you did?
Yes.
Oh, Florida.
Yes.
Well, hell. I mean.
Also, can we just talk about the guts on the electric company to be like, yo, Plies, maybe you get a smaller house. Like, that's hilarious.
No, but they tell you that.
Wait, they
told you that?
No, they don't tell me that. But, I mean, I will tell you that. If you talk about, girl, my gas, hire my car, but bitch, get a bus ticket.
Yeah, because you're not ready for that. Yeah, I'm right here with you right now, Gary.
Wow.
Yeah, so there you go.
Okay.
Financial advice from Gary.
What are you on today?
Well, today Tamar agrees with him on that. Boom. Well, up next, Miss Doja Cat tells her kittens to go somewhere else. We'll get right into it after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Hey, welcome back to Dish Nation. Yay. You guys know fan bases can get a little crazy at times. Yeah. We got Beyonce's Beehive, we got Nicki's Barbs, Tamar, you got the Tamartians. thanks to this stan culture, now there's Doja Cat's kittens.
Oh.
And boy, oh boy, nobody hates a Doja Cat kitten more than Doja Cat herself.
Yeah.
In a recently deleted tweet, Doja had this to say to her kittens. Jesse, would you do us the honors?
Yes, my fans don't name themselves. If you call yourself a kitten or kittens, that means you need to get off your phone and get a job and help your parents out with the house.
Oh, wow! Also, that's not all. She also scolded fans for using her name in their social media handles. And when asked to tell her fans she loved them, she said,
I don't, though, because I don't even know y'all.
Oh, wow.
All right,
bitch. Let me tell you something. Being famous is not for everybody.
No.
It's just not.
I think she's probably struggling with fame. Like, she probably didn't expect this. You know, this is the girl who came out with Moon. That was her first song, you know? So she probably didn't really think all this was gonna happen.
She like her fans when she's swiping.
Okay.
Hello?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
If I had the Garretians, I would be happy. So.
You have the Garrettes.
The Garrettes.
Are out there.
Yeah, they out there. Hey, y'all.
Yes, they wearing short sets.
Moving along, child. Snoop Dogg and I have more in common, honey, than some of you may think, okay? Recently, honey, he revealed, y'all, that he's never been invited to Jay-Z's infamous Roc Nation brunch because of fear, y'all, that he will be, and he'll be the best dressed in the room. And, honey, as you can see, I can relate. Watch this.
I don't get invited to none of the Roc Nation brunches. I be saying,
don't feel bad, me neither.
Okay. As long as me and Snoop at home together, I ain't mad at it.
I know why they don't want me to come.
Why?
Because I'm going to be the sharpest.
Okay.
They know when I walk in, my outfit going to turn everything out. You understand me? So they're like,
clean,
we don't
clean
keep,
cut.
That, yeah. keep that away.
All the next part has got to be fashion shows now.
Oh, my gosh.
I love it. I love it so much.
I love Uncle Snoop.
I do too. But no, seriously, why hasn't he been to the Roc Nation brunch?
I have never been to the Roc Nation
why?
Brunch.
Really?
I don't think I've ever been invited. That's why? My cousin's now. I don't know.
That's your who?
It's my cousin's now.
Yeah, why not?
Well, for Snoop, I could probably say they probably don't want to, they probably have a drug-free thing.
Whoa.
Wow.
They
smoke cigars what now. Jay smokes cigars.
Yeah, but that's not a drug.
Given Jay-Z's background, I think he would be very understanding.
Yeah. Like, yeah, so you take more. They probably, does Beyonce go?
Yeah, she goes.
Well, they probably didn't, you know, probably a little competition.
But that's my friend. Don't do that. No, that's my cousin. That's cousin Beyonce to me. Okay?
Well, she ain't too close.
She is close.
They ain't invited you.
Oh, you tried it.
Well, I went to that Roc Nation brunch one time.
It was fun?
Well, somebody snuck me in. That's
okay.
Why.
I
remember that story.
That's how I got in there. Somebody snuck me in. So.
Gary, do you set out to be the sharpest dressed person in the room, or does it just happen?
It just happens, and I mean...
Short set just... gang.
Yeah.
I'm gonna go find me a Gary. I'm gonna go find me a Gary short set. I'm gonna show up one day.
Hello.
Just like that.
Gary, as sharp as you be dressing, why you ain't never been invited to the brunch?
Child, please, they have a brunch?
Oh, don't be shaming my family, child. I have a feeling, man, we're going to go together.
Yeah.
Next year, we're going to show up with our Snoop snacks.
Exactly.
Period, okay? Well, up next, fans are calling the legendary Cher ice cold. See why after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back.
Hey.
Okay, y'all know Cher and her boy toy, Alexandra Edwards, broke up recently. Well, Cher has just the thing to cheer herself up, and that's gelato.
Oh.
Mm, and she's not only eating it, she's selling it.
Oh.
The diva dropped a video of a brightly colored truck featuring cones with her face on them. And the name, Cher-lotto.
Yeah,
y'all, I'm telling
like
you,
it.
Ice cream will cure a broken heart.
But that's not a good look, honey.
Why you say that?
Cher probably bringing that truck, honey, in the little black neighborhood, honey, looking for her next victim.
So Cher's the ice cream
looking
girl.
For her next victim.
Yes, ma'am, honey. Yes, honey. She thinks she's slick.
That ice cream theme song, thing-a-ling-a-ling, thing, I always feel at home when I hear it. So maybe that's a good strategy.
No, the woman of
yeah,
the
yeah, I was gonna say the woman of God want to redo.
Okay. So what flavors do you think that Cher's gonna have?
Dark chocolate.
Bro.
No, ma'am. Come get her. Come get her.
That's it. That's it. The show's done. It's over.
You could have said cotton candy here, but you said.
Cotton candy.
It could have been picking cotton candy.
Yeah.
Picking cotton candy.
Tramp in the thieves.
Choco Bliss.
That's a good one, honey.
Long and strong.
Oh.
Monday.
Happy Monday, y'all.
Listen.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.